Hi, everybody. This is Ryamatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing session tonight on the Light Ship. And this is our normal Saturday night live on the Light Ship program. We'll be going there in about 5 minutes, so just stay tuned in. You want to request one physical healing, and this will work live for people listening on the archives. If you're listening to an archive program, then we'll have some wonderful peace energy for you. So if you wish to bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, you can watch the actual photograph change. It's going to have more life into it. You're going to see it probably become more three-dimensional. So let's do that first here. Then we'll drop you into your heart so you can become heart-centered. So here we go, energizing the light beam for the people listening and also the ones on the archives listening to the program. So here comes peace energy, stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll drop you into your heart now. Remember, you have to have your spirit. You have to command your spirit to drop your awakening thoughts that you think with, the mind chatter, whatever you want to call it, the monkey mind has to go into your heart center. Then you're out of judgment. And you're also in zero time on the time-based reality. And we live in time here, but time can stop when you're in your heart. On the light ship, there's no such thing as time, so it doesn't exist there. But here, since we live in time and our body functions in time, we can actually stop the time-based reality and you can become in peace. That's all we can expect here is peace. So here we go, dropping down. I'll do this probably maybe 4 or 5 times. This you should be doing yourself daily, dropping down. It's like an elevator dropping down from your head to your heart. So I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So think a thought right now, and you're just going to be in peace. You're not going to have any judgment. You cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought when you're in your heart center. This is where source energy is, along with your spirit. This is why the light does not channel through anybody. And because of being judgment. So, everybody, let's go to the light ship. So if you're new to the program, you're going to be transported to the light ship physically out of time. You're still going to be here because you're in a time-based reality, but you're going to feel things around you a little differently, which is that you're not going to be corded or connected to anything that's here on the planet Earth, but you will be able to see things. But you're going to be like kind of like your you know, not of this planet, but actually just like visiting for probably the next 10 minutes. So here we go. Think of a healing that you'd like to have. And we're going up to the light ship now. You're going to feel the energy around you. I'll count to 5. And you actually feel the energy shift when I hit probably number 2. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You have a white light tunnel around you. And you're connected right now to the light ship, being beamed up and down, back and forth, zillions of times a second. So here we go. Let's go into the first room, and you can bring up animals and pets if you wish. Here we go. We're going into the room that has the yellow energy. The different colors in the light ship, and they all have their own particular frequency of healing. So here we go. Here's a yellow energy, and I'll command it into your body more here so you can actually sense it. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Next, we're going to go into the room that will help to release physical pain from everybody. So remember, all your pain is with you that you've experienced in this lifetime. We're talking about physical pain. And so just think of a pain that you have now or one that you may have had. The energy is probably still with you, so you can feel better by releasing some of the energy. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release some of that pain. Remember, you must think of something because the light always sees you in pure perfection. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to go into another room here. And we'll go into a room that has the deer energies. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And naturally request a healing. And we're going to go into another room. And this room is going to have the koala bears. So here we go. Stronger. Request healing. Stronger. 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 Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the very large flowers. Some of these are about a 10-foot diameter. And they're all light beings. They have this manifestation of what they choose to be in the next lifetime, where they're going to be going to after ascension. So this is when the whole universe of light is turned off and a whole new segment starts for 2,000 years. So these are light beings that are waiting to do their lifetime when the new energy of the light gets turned back on again. Right now we're leading into ascension, which means that the universe of light is turned off to get rid of the darkness, and then from there it's turned back on again. So here we go. Let's go into the room with the big flowers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the ascension we call the universal shift. That's what it is, of light. It changes. And let's go into another room where they have the really big trees. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room. And this one here is a lot of people's favorites. They can ride on the bumblebees. So if you want to put your hand out, you can actually feel the texture, the fur kind of on how the bumblebee feels. It's quite nice to put your hand out in front of you and move it up and down or in a circle. You're going to actually feel it because you're doing this on the light ship, too. So you may bring back some of that textile, energy from your hands here, tactile. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the room where they have cats and dogs for healing. Going to see little kitties and little puppies doing their work. You might feel a little paws on your body. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the room where Mother Mary is. Remember, she was here in spirit form. This is her spirit energy. And here we go. Coming into this room. So stronger, stronger, stronger. I smell even roses or flower essence in your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the room that has the amethyst crystal shield here. And we have a clear quartz one, too. So we're in both of these rooms at one time, plus the previous room. So request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we'll go into a room that has the energy for blood. And we'll work with our heart valves that we have with us in our hearts. So you may feel your energy changing slightly in your body as you're doing this process here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, for those of you who like some of the water light beams, we'll go into where the manatees are. Again, there's three of them now. Request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And since it's summertime, you may have pets that possibly could have fleas or ticks. So we're going to go to a special room for them right now. Maybe you have some deer that visit you in the mornings and that you see ticks on them. So we're going to go into that room also and see if we can get rid of some of these alien life forms. So these are alien life forms because they bite you. So fleas and ticks are alien life forms that are physical here. So here we go. Let's get rid of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we can go into a room where we have some little small four-leggeds. We'll go into where the guinea pigs are. Here they come. So stronger. Request healing. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more room here. Let's go into the room that has the purple light energy. We're standing on top of a disc, and there's light above you and below you shining through your body. Here comes the purple energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we have a request for the rainbow room. This is the rainbow waterfall room from Eric, so we'll go there. Here we go. Remember, the water never touches your skin, but it's all around you, different colors of water drops. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's see. Let me see if we can get another room. We'll go into the floating magnet room, which we do on the ascension calls that we have once a month on Saturdays. So here we go. And also on the 8-hour calls, you go there sometimes too, which we're having tomorrow. So let's go into the floating magnet room. I feel your body buzzing. Here comes these magnets all around you. There's quite a few of them, hundreds of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll go into another room here. And we can go in, let's go to where the kangaroos are and also the koala bears. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into one room, one final room here. This is where they have the roses. So we'll have some rose energy coming to us. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we're giving thanks to the Light Beam Doctors for working with us. Your healings are between you and them. And we're all giving thanks. We've been up there for quite a long time tonight. Physical time, if we were to look at it with our time here versus their time, it would probably be about a three-hour healing session. So let's come back here. Our animals and pets are coming with us now, coming back down. And we'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy get released from your body. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, Ron. I never want to speak when we just come back here because I don't want to break the energy because it feels so nice. But yes, and welcome everybody. We've got lots of names on the fast chat this evening, and people look like they're having a really lovely time. A lot of people seem to be seeing the light beings and the different rooms and the big sunflowers and the roses, and it looks like, Lisa is saying that, and the Mother Mary room was very special for her, she says, and the roses are so nice. And Marsha is commenting, oh, I guess she's asking, so the amethyst is a conscious light being, very, very powerful energy, she's saying.
Yeah, each crystal is conscious, so there's lots of them working.
Yeah, that's wonderful. When you were mentioning at the beginning, Ron, when you took us up, that we were being back down here and up there billions of times a minute, I was wondering about what happens if this were a planet of light and there were no darkness and we were just living our lives here, what would be happening to us in the on-off of our frequency? Would we be going elsewhere at the same time, or how would that be different?
Okay, yeah, you probably would not even need to go to the light ship during the process if you're already in pure light.
Right.
If you're not in pure light, then the darkness is taken away from you, which is what we're doing now. Each time we go to the light ship, you know, each time we get beamed up and down. Mm-hmm. So when you go up there, your spirit of what's left of it here comes up. But the light ship has to materialize you completely in order to have a healing on your body. So your body is completely healed on the light ship, whatever you have. If you have a missing finger, it's put back on you instantly. But what happens is down here, all of a sudden, the emotional densities that the earth spirit put around you to keep your body from being killed by the darkness of mind energies of thought, people doing hexes spells, thinking of you, anything like that is mind energy. And the darkness creates that and brought us into time. So automatically, your spirit had to put these extra energetic bodies around us physically here so that we could live a life without being terminated, destroyed by mind energy. So these things, these energetic bodies wrap around us and can completely take away our healings. This is why you want to have these energetic bodies cleared. And that's the process. So when you're healed up there and you come back here, all of a sudden these bodies that have not been cleaned out of densities of negativity of judgments start to form around you. And all of a sudden what you had initially is put back onto you because these bodies are not cleaned out. This is why you need to get rid of your baggage, which is judgment. So that's the whole process. So if you're in complete light, you're not going to have judgment. So you're not really going to typically need the light ship to help you out for ascension because you're already going to be ascending because you have no darkness around you. But down here, because we have all these thoughts, our DNA, the imprinting from our ancestors, all this stuff is around us, and this is what we have to get rid of. This is why Jesus was known for healing people from their sins, and that's what he did before he left here. But people that were lucky enough to hear his his sermons and to see him physically, did have some healings done. They may not be ascended, though. You know, they may not have got enough of them to enough healings to actually do that. But once he left here, the healing stopped. So ideally, probably for 1,950 years, you know, just to pick a number, Jesus was not here. There's nothing on the planet here at all for healings from the light ship. And so the churches were just giving you a story, a song and dance about Jesus is going to save you. And because they just took what he talked about and kind of extrapolated and information from that and created their own storyline that he is here and always here, you know, to help you out, which is not the truth. A lot of the darkness Jesus was here, and people were calling upon that energy for healings. But that's the darkness. That's not true light. So, we have a birthday here, looks like, coming up here.
Yeah.
So, we do a birthday here. Let's go back to the light ship, everybody. This is for people listening live right now. We're going there, and we're going to go to the food court. So we're going to have a birthday for Kathy. If anybody else has a birthday this month, we can also include you in this year. So I know we went up to the light ship a while back for this month, but we'll do it again for a birthday party. So what we eat there is a small little portion, the size of a pencil eraser or less. And we're getting our different types of like birthday cakes or desserts, whatever we wish to have. Celebrate Kathy's birthday, and they have some special drinks for us too. So here we go. You can decide what kind of dessert you would like to have for this birthday party. The light beings are going to be singing happy birthday and doing different healings on us at the same time, so you might feel your body actually changing. We're giving thanks here and having a great time. So here we go. So happy birthday, Kathy. Having our cakes and some ice cream. I'll get some hot fudge and some German chocolate cake with some berries, maybe. You can have whatever you wish. And hopefully you're enjoying this year. You can get seconds or thirds if you like. You might start feeling your body changing, feeling full. You might feel your saliva changing. So here we go, everybody. Enjoy this birthday party for Kathy. And everyone else, I think there's one other person enjoying it too, who has a birthday online here who's been listening. So here we go. Going to come back now from the light ship. And we're back down right now. So back to you, Carrie. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kathy. So thanks for that, Ron. That's great, taking us back up again. Excuse me. So several people, actually Kathy and Charles and Shane and somebody else, were chatting about seeing stuff versus not seeing stuff when we're up on the light ship. And Pete has a question to do with that. And he's asking, is our ability to see light beings to do with perception of these micro back and forth, you know, on and off, being transported up, down, up, down, up, down to the light ship? Or what is it that determines whether we see stuff or not?
Good question. I don't really have an answer for that. There's people who see light beings up there instantly. It's hard to say, you know, how you see them. It's not necessarily that your third eye is closed. It just depends maybe kind of what your spirit wants to do. I happen to see normally about two rooms at one time when we go into them. Normally when I see the rooms, I'm probably a couple of seconds behind the seers. So they already see the room, then I talk about it. And so that's kind of the way I work with this here. Everybody has their own way, you know, of seeing. You may not see, but you might feel. You might sense something. But there's nothing that you can really do other than just maybe asking your spirit to allow you to sense or see more on the light ship. That's the only thing that you can do to do that. The light ship cannot, you know, get a little magic fairy wand and give you a little zap with it so you can see more. It's just kind of what your spirit, you know, is willing to see or willing to help you with. And maybe it's the densities that you're holding too if you're not seeing. So I just don't know. I don't have really an answer for how and why.
Yeah.
If I did have the answer, I would have everybody instantly see on the light ship. But I don't have the answer to that one.
Yeah. I think if I suddenly started seeing, I would be utterly speechless. You'd have to get another co-host for a while till I recovered. I just feel stuff myself. I feel I'm always like kind of grinning my head off when we're up there. And when we have the birthday cake, I never really taste anything and I don't see anything, but I salivate like crazy. Oh, we've had a bunch of beeps, Ron. I think we have somebody on the line. So is anybody out there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening, everybody. I love the light ship. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
In Southern California. And every weekend, my husband and I have been working on our house on our ranch. He's got the music blaring from the radio, rock music, and it really bothers me, some of the stuff that's on there. And I know that they take the masters from the music and they cast spell on them, and it's very unnerving for me to listen. And I was wondering if, they're using the radio to send mind control transmissions. And what about, how is this music affecting me? Because I just want to run home and, do a darkness clearing. What is that called? The darkness. Mind control clearing.
Maybe.
So, what can you touch on that? And I thought, well, gee, what music can I listen to?
Well, I think everything, every medium that we use here, visual or audio, the aliens can transmit stuff along with that, which we cannot normally detect. So it's not as if they're controlling the person singing the song, with the lyrics. They can just superimpose a frequency in there that we cannot detect. You know, a subliminal type of energy that can harm us. So it kind of be like, you could say, well, does the cell phones, the transmissions of all these towers that sprung up maybe in the last, we'll just say 20 years, is that affecting your body? To the average person, they'd probably say, no, I feel fine, it doesn't really bother me to have a cell phone, along the freeway or something. But the people who are very sensitive can say, yeah, I can sense the energy. So most people are oblivious to what's happening. And, yes, the aliens can transmit stuff through anything to you. Remember that they're up in the ship cloud, so they have their own technologies. So not only could some of the words be damaging that you listen to, in the songs. Remember, they work with a lot of odd harmonics. So odd harmonics are like when you, like in school, when the teacher had the blackboard up, and you're sitting in class, and all of a sudden the chalk kind of made this weird sound. And it made your skin kind of crawl, and you went, ooh, that sounds bad. Or you heard maybe somebody playing a violin that was out of tune, or a piano, and you go, wow, why are they doing that? Can't they hear the difference? Well, those are all odd harmonics. And the darkness works with odd harmonics, which is also, they work with probably the odd numbers also. We did a clearing the other day on 7-Eleven, I think. It's interesting that they're odd numbers. So the light works with all even harmonics. Everything flows evenly. And that's why, like, you return to your radio, you'll have a car stereo. You turn it all the way up. At some point, it's going to sound very bad because it'll be distortion. And distortion is odd harmonics. Even harmonics will sound good, but when you turn the volume up too high and the amplifier starts to clip, which is what odd harmonics would be. And the clipping is a sine wave turning into a square wave. The square waves are odd harmonics, and that's what hurts your ears. So that's kind of what the dark side does. So hopefully that can help you a little bit.
Normally, I don't listen to the radio. I just keep it turned off, but my husband insists on listening to it. And I did get him to do an emotional clearing, but, you know, he's not really with it. And it's kind of difficult because I've done a lot of clearings, and I was wondering what can I do with him since he's reluctant. You know, he's an engineer, and so he's got an engineer brain, and he thinks like an engineer, and so I can't believe I got him to do the emotional clearing. So is there something I can do for him?
Yeah, for people like that, the mental clearing is very good. A lot of time
it's
mental.
It's something I can do for him, though, while he's sleeping.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can do all the clearings for another person except the space-time crash, but I think every other healing that Ron has online, we can all do for other people. Right, Ron? It's just the space-time that you shouldn't do.
And you don't have to tell them about it either, because the spirit does the healing.
Oh, good. Because somebody told me today he didn't even want to talk about it, because I don't want to talk about this. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with him?
Yeah, well, it's impossible to change somebody's belief system. But you can do clearings, and they will improve.
Yes, that's what I thought. Good. Okay, then I'll do that. Do you have any suggestions for him? I don't know where to start. A mental clearing, you said.
Whole lifetime mental clearing.
A lifetime. Okay. All right. Well, I'll jump off. And thank you for the light ship. It was wonderful. Thank you both.
Shannon, the Be Here Now might be good for him, too, to get his spirit here more. It brings your body back and your spirit back. Did you hang up?
So let's do a clearing for a heartache here.
Yeah, Anna is asking for a
heartache. Here we go. So, think of a situation that you may have experienced. Oh, boy. Here you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll do one for sadness at the same time. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll also do one consecutively here for loneliness. 1, 2, so we do 3 and 1 so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Anna was also asking about a regret clearing, regret, pain, energy, and loss. So all kind of probably around the same issue.
Sure, we'll do those then. Regret, loss, and pain?
Yeah, maybe it could be grief.
And grief. Okay, here we go. We'll do these together. So stronger. Or to just sit there and nothing for you to do. The light ship does everything for you. You just have to agree that you'd like to have the healing. So here we go. Remember, they will never force anything upon you. It's up to you to say yes, okay? Here we go. Because they don't judge you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. Stronger. Stronger. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, man, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think while we were up on the light ship, Janice was asking for, or maybe even before we went up, an eye infection clearing. So in case that didn't happen, I don't remember if we went into any rooms for that, but maybe you can do a sample infection body clearing for Janice's eyes.
Sounds good. Here we go. So you want to request her healing now, so here we go. Bring up the light bin on your monitor screen. If you have your computer up, and we're going to run some energy from the light beam to you. So here we go. One, two, request your healing. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So just want to remind everybody that might have infections going on, there is an infection body clearing, right, Ron? Because it's one of our invisible bodies, I believe.
Yeah, then we have the body rejuvenation clearing, too, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's different body systems. And I don't know if the, you know, if you have a chronic problem, you know, if you're listening and you have something that's haunted you for quite a while, you may want to do the death bar code on that if you haven't done that one, because it might be the thing that they're using to try to terminate your body. So just food for thought there, we'll say. Another thing, you might just see if you have any alien poisoning. So let's try that here. So if anybody has a problem, maybe you've been suffering with something for a while, the while could be any amount of time, and you just can't seem to shake it. So let's try some alien poisoning. So we'll have your spirit look at the situation that you're dealing with, and there's probably some poisoning in you from these alien critters, and we'll take it out right now as much as we can. And we have the 8-hour call tomorrow coming up at 10 PST where we get rid of a lot of these things. But just see if you feel better. So here we go. We'll get some of this alien poisoning out of you, these critters that are living with you, in you, through you, and we'll get rid of the poison. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, need some more. Let's get rid of the waste products. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, dead carcasses being taken away. Here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, we got a beep here. Okay. I think we got a beep. Somebody out there?
Yes, we did.
Yes. Hello.
One,
hi.
Two,
hello.
Hi. Can
hello.
We can hear you.
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Bernadette in Kansas.
Hi, Bridget. Oh,
hey.
Can you hear me? Hello?
We can hear you, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Carrie?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Oh, hi. Yes, I have something that's been happening to me for the last, started night before last. Kind of a pain. It started the base of my neck and one of my shoulders, my right shoulder. And then it spread down to the top part of my back, all over my shoulder blades and just below. And then today it spread across the other side, and the pain has become very intense. And I've done, you know, some physical therapies and things on it, but nothing seems to be working, and it's something that's really sapping my strength. So I wonder if maybe something kind of got to me in the past 3 days, and if there's a healing or something that I could get.
Boy, let's see here. Have you had this occurrence for quite a while, or is it brand new, and has it happened?
No, it started, I mean, I'd injured my shoulder a little while ago, but it seemed like it was doing all right, but it's just night before last, the pain was so intense, and then my fingers were throbbing, and I couldn't get to sleep, and then it spread to the whole, not just my shoulder, but then the base of my neck, and then all the way out where it started to go down my right arm just a little bit from the shoulder, and now, then this morning it was all the way on the other side, now it goes all the way across both shoulders and down, you know, about mid-back. I mean, the pain is, it just feels like something's just sucking the life out of me.
Oh. Have you done an entity
clearing? I can't seem to get any relief from anything.
Have you done an entity clearing yet, Bridget, a whole life entity clearing?
I just had the emotional clearing. I've had the death barcode clearing and the regular ones from the shows, and then I do the one that's for a whole month for alien parasites. I haven't done that one for a while, and I recently moved here. I lived in another state, and I moved in here. I guess it was about a month ago. But this is something that's just started, and usually I can shake it, but nothing that I do is working. So I thought perhaps maybe something else got in there.
Okay, well, let's try an entity clearing. These are people that lived here on this planet that may have had shoulder conditions, problems, and they looked around for like-kind, similar energies of people, and they attached themselves. Let's try this here. Why don't you check and see how you're feeling right now? With the energy, you know, on your back, and I'll do a clearing and just see if it's improved, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They're leaving. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Feel now.
That feels much better, especially like in the middle. The only thing that's left is feels like somebody's grabbing me by the shoulders, but not across in the back is much, much improved.
Okay, so that was an entity clearing. So you may want to do a whole lifetime entity clearing because entities can create maybe 90% of your pain. So you think that
okay.
it's yours, but it's maybe not. You know, but
okay.
they come in, and, you know, your body's suffering because anybody that was living that maybe had broken bones, maybe died mm-hmm. in a car accident or anything like that with a shoulder or back injury could be attached to you.
Okay, it definitely felt like somebody was just there grabbing onto me, so.
Yeah, it
okay.
can also be a lifetime, too. But if you
okay.
got...
That's...
If you have any relief from this right now, then I would say do the whole lifetime entity clearing. And that
is, that on the main creation
flagship
website?
Yes, that's on the website, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank
you.
You
can get an unlimited on that, too, which is a really,
oh,
really
good.
Great one to have unlimited, because if it comes back and it's entities, then you can just keep clearing it. Ron, does on Ron's website, there's the drop-down box
mm-hmm.
at the top. Where you can listen to some sample shows, and there are this either one or two really interesting ones about why it's difficult to heal stuff, and that goes through many, many different layers of things that you can get cleared off when you have an issue in a specific part of your body particularly. It'll go through a lot of the invisible bodies. I think it's a dog bite that somebody had on a show that this one, this particular show is about, but it really goes in depth into what needs to be done and kind of why it's so difficult sometimes to heal things. But all these clearings that Ron does the samples of course, are on the website. So
okay, well,
you could look
all right,
at
that definitely loosened it up a lot. So, all right, I will look into that one then. Thank
okay,
you.
Great. All right. And Ron,
right,
what
bye.
About something attaching through a chakra? On your back or on your neck or in your spine or something, do entities attach that way or do they just come onto us any old place?
They'll come on any old place. I don't know if they're going to really attach to a chakra or not. Most people energetically will with the mind energy, but I think an entity just looking for pain, all they want to know is where is like time, you know, what happened to them, to the person, like a broken finger or, you know, missing something or an operation, that's how they attach to you. So they know about that last pain. Remember, that's what you remember. You know, the emotional body remembers the last, most traumatic situation that body has went through before it died. And then it will look for somebody with that condition. So naturally, like if somebody dies of a heart attack, the emotional body will know about a heart attack because that's all they can remember. That's the strongest energy that it's going to be looking for in somebody else because it needs to go into that energy to have actually healing done, but nobody knows that. You don't heal entities typically, okay? So it's looking for a healing, so it looks for somebody who's going to help it out because it's now not dying of this condition. So that's another way of looking at it. So this is why people attract entities. And the entity really wants to have a healing. You know, nobody does that. You know, what we do is just have the Earth Spirit take these on because the Earth Spirit created this energy. But that's what we do when we do entity clearings. Your spirit is responsible for what it created, which it helped you, everybody listening, and everybody ever living on this planet. Since the darkness came here with mind energy, your spirit gave us these energetic bodies to protect us from the darkness. But the bodies get filled up. But it's your spirit's obligation to take these things off the planet and to heal it because it's part of its own energy. But the dark side has stepped in and severed that link from the Earth spirit so that these entities still fly around here. This is why you get entities that could be 1,000 years old or longer attached to you. And that can also look like a past life that you've had. So we'll do an entity clearing for people here. Just think of a past life if you have one where maybe you got injured, okay? Maybe you know one, a lot of people know their past lives. So here we go. And if not, just think of an injury that you've had in this lifetime, and we'll take away entities because they're probably still with you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. See how you're feeling, everybody.
Well, thanks for calling, Bridget.
Thank you very much. I'm hanging up now, and thank you so much.
Okay, sure. And maybe shoot Ron an email when you've done the whole life one and let him know how your shoulder's doing, and if that cleared it up, that would be great.
And it's the whole life clearing or the whole entity clearing?
What's it called exactly? Whole life entity clearing. It's an entity clearing for your whole life. There are actually the generational ones also. But just start out with your life, and I would suggest getting the unlimited so that you can hop on there whenever you can.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Gary. Thank you, Ron.
Sure.
You're very welcome. And entities cause so much problems and troubles here, and they can, you know, we normally talk about entities as somebody who has a personality change, something like that. The entity will come in and take over the body. But they do the same thing with pain. That's the problem that we have here, is that they'll interfere with us completely on other levels here of our life. So it's really good to get rid of entities. So our show is coming to a close here, everybody. This was a pretty fast show. And we have our 8-hour conference call tomorrow for this month here. If you wish to come on, you can go online and check that out. Send me an email if you would, creationlightship@yahoo.com. And let's see what we can do for everybody right now. We'll bring some peace energy in. So the call tomorrow starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, my time, Pacific Standard Time. And right now, back east, it's a little bit later. So this is our normal Saturday night show at 9 o'clock Pacific. Yeah, midnight Eastern, so we have two different time zones here. Actually, more than that, but today for some people is tomorrow. And right now, today is today for me. So anyway, get up early tomorrow and get ready. And hopefully you guys are going to be on the call to get rid of these alien critters. And this is what we do. We do 8 hours on the phone. You can be absentee if you wish. You can come on off and on, no problem. And it's a wonderful call. So let's bring in some peace energy, everybody. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers.
Thank you, Ron.
And we shall see you later, and we'll have probably another Q&A next Friday. One last time was pretty informative for a lot of information. So it's the way people can figure out or find out more about healings, what other people have experienced from the light ship, and how it's helped them. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. See you later, everybody. Blessings.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everyone.